Drug development. In the modern world, drugs and medicines have a huge impact on the society in which we live. However, one particular drug became infamous for the impact it had in a negative way, thalidomide. Thalidomide was originally developed as a drug for lung infections. It was discovered to be effective in treating sickness and insomnia, so some doctors started prescribing it for that, and the company who made it started to realise this and sell it for that purpose. It was then prescribed to treat morning sickness in pregnant women. This is its most famous use. The drug, however, was not actually safe for use by pregnant women. The drug interfered with the development of limbs in the fetus, and so babies started to be born with flipper-like limbs. It was discovered that this was actually due to the thalidomide. This is still an ongoing controversy. The drug company only actually apologised to people born with deformities in 2012, around half a century after the scandal emerged. The fight for compensations for some of those victims is actually still going on. So what went wrong? Well, many blamed, quite rightly, the system of drug testing that we had developed as a society. Testing did exist, but the drugs were prescribed to pregnant women assuming they would still be okay. Changes had to be made, and we arrive at the system of drug testing that we use today. Firstly, a drug candidate is discovered in the lab. They might then test it on proteins or enzymes before testing it on human cells and tissues. If it passes those hurdles, it is then tested on animals. These early trials are called preclinical trials because they don't involve humans. Next, stage one trials begin. It might have already been 8 or so years to actually get to this point. This is where the drug is tested on healthy adult volunteers in low amounts. This is to see if it is actually safe and not going to kill or harm humans. If the drug hasn't done something horrific, we move on to stage two, a small group of ill patients. This is to keep on establishing that the drug is safe, but also now starting to see if the drug actually works, and also if there are any side effects. Stage three trials are large trials used to determine truly if the drug actually works or not. It's taken years and hundreds of millions of dollars to actually get to this point, and it might all be for nothing. But we need to actually make sure what we made works. There's no point spending all that money on a drug which is ineffective. The last two trials are also usually called double-blind trials. This is where half the patients get the actual drug and half get a dummy or placebo treatment. Crucially, neither the doctor nor the patient, hence double-blind, know what is getting what. This accounts for the stupendously weird placebo effect. The medical effect where just by taking or doing something you actually get better. It's truly bizarre. If you give someone a sugar pill, they actually think themselves better. If you give them two, they actually get better still. If that person who gives them the pills wears a white coat, they get even better. If you inject them with salt water, it's a more serious intervention, so they get even better. It even works if you tell the person that they're actually getting a meaningless drug. It's a truly weird effect. So therefore, we need to take that into account when we're prescribing something. Therefore, we test to see if the drug actually works. After this point, congratulations, your new drug has actually now been approved. You can sell it and make money and also cure people, more importantly. However, we still monitor a new drug. This is often called stage four and involves ensuring that no hidden side effects actually emerge. This rigorous testing procedure ensures drugs are both safe and effective. In short, drugs are tested on cells and tissues and then animals. Human or clinical trials now start, where the drug is tested on healthy adults and then small and large amounts of ill patients. This is often done with a double-blind trial, where neither the patient nor the doctor know whether they get the drug or a placebo. And as for thalidomide, like a 90s pop band, it came back. This time, it's used to treat advanced blood cancer and leprosy. However, we keep it well away from pregnant women. Questions. What was thalidomide used to treat, and what problems did it cause? Outline the stages of a drug trial in a flowchart. This is a classic 6-mark exam question. How do we account for the placebo effect in drug trials?